What's the next U.S. Oncology adjuvant trial you guys are thinking of?
That's a good question. We have piloted AC dose-dense followed by Abraxane dose-dense. And Abraxane dose-dense is interesting because only about a third of the time do you sort of need growth factors with that. Two-thirds of the time, the counts recover by 2 weeks and you can kind of go ahead with the next treatment without growth factors.
And that was reported by Nick Robert at the San Antonio meeting.
Nick Robert reported that. That was a pilot of 30 patients or so. We have been kind of working on that would probably be our next study. We're in the process of rethinking this at the moment. I think the world has kind of changed with the introduction of Avastin. Suddenly everyone wants to put Avastin into the adjuvant setting with the hope that it'll be the next Herceptin for the HER2 negative population, which is 80% of breast cancer that we see.
I want to ask you about Avastin, but I'm kind of sticking with the issue of the adjuvant trial. So you haven't really come to a decision about what you're going to do at this point?
We have not come to a final decision at this point. The other thing that we're at least thinking about is doing something further with the TC regimen. Up to this point, it stands alone. There are no other studies with TC. No one's using it. The thing that immediately comes to mind, since TC was better than AC, what about combining it with trastuzumab or Herceptin in the HER2-positive population? And we have the B-Surge 06 trial that was just reported, where the other TC, and that's the Taxotere Carbo plus Herceptin, wasn't quite as good as the anthracycline-based regimens with Herceptin. At least if you just kind of look at the curves, you know, there's that sort of separation of disease-free survival curves. And Dr. Slayman's been very careful to point out there's only 20 events different between those. But still looking at it, you wouldn't rush to pick Taxotere, Carboplatin, Herceptin as your frontline regimen if it's not quite as good. Now, maybe with longer follow-up, that difference will disappear. Dr. Slayman has put forward the Topo-2 isomerase hypothesis. Try and explain this. That may well be right. We may end up with, you know, one treatment for the non-amplified Topo isomerase 2 patients and another treatment for the ones that are amplified. But having said all that, we now have a regimen up front, TC, that offers a significant improvement in disease-free survival compared to AC. And we've not had that before. And you don't have the cardiac issue with it. So you really could think about combining that with Herceptin, either concurrently or immediately after the chemotherapy. So that's another regimen we're thinking about. We can't go back and do a regimen of TC with or without Herceptin. I think that's no longer an ethical thing. But you could look at sequencing, you know, concurrent or sequential, for example, just to get some toxicity data.
When do you think that the current adjuvant study that's just completed would include the XT will be ready for a presentation?
Well, one of the things that's interesting, we have to be patient. Just sort of look at the track record. We started our ACTC study in 1997, and we end up reporting it in 2005. So that's 8 years. And that's probably fairly typical. You know, the NSABP, typically it's 8 years after they start a study is when they report it. Now, this study just completed its accrual, so it's 2 years into that. Maybe another 3 years we can get first look, you know, preliminary analysis. But the mature data is about 8 years.